And welcome back to KODY's Mugs in the Morning, 1240 AM at 106.1 FM. We're broadcasting live from the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios in downtown North Platte. Currently hanging out at 68 degrees with a widespread haze today before the afternoon hours, and then going to reach a high near 100 degrees, as you heard mentioned by Mr. Butler from the National Weather Service office in North Platte. So appreciate Chris taking some time for us earlier today. Appreciate State Senator Mike Roney joining us on the KODY studios as well. And now we switch gears as we talk with the Cedar Room here in downtown North Platte. We have Calvin, Josh, and Burgundy joining us. Guys, thanks for taking some time for us.
Thank you for having us.
Now, full house.
It is a full house. We are jam-packed here in the studios. Now, Calvin, we had you in last week. Tell us, how did this past week go, and how the weekend turn out for you guys at the Cedar Room?
It was a really busy weekend. Kind of gave us a glimpse into what our opening weekend was like. It's been a couple weeks since we really seen it that busy. It's always busy, but it was busy. Me, Josh, and Burgundy prepped 14 prime ribs at about 15 pounds per piece, and by the time we were done yesterday when I checked on it, we only had about 2 pounds or 3 pounds left.
My goodness.
Yeah. See, that's what you're supposed to bring in to the radio station for a sample.
Well, if I didn't run out of stuff, I would. So,
yeah, you got to have inventory, right?
Yeah. So I just want to tell everybody in
that's
North
your
Platte,
job now, from now on, Burgundy. You're in inventory control. So you have a little left for the guest host.
Well, if everybody would need it all, we'd have some left, but we're so busy.
Good problem to have, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I just want to say thank you to North Platte for the turnout this weekend and the monster support. So it was well appreciated back there.
Absolutely.
Good deal.
So
it's always fun getting to feed a full house.
Yeah, 2 or 3 times in one night.
Now, we did hear from Calvin last week, so Josh Burgundy, we want to pick on you a little bit. Tell us, Josh, what's it like working at the Cedar Room, and why did you choose to work here at the Cedar Room in downtown North Platte?
Well, my experience there so far has been more than excellent. I get the creative freedom I've always wanted. I have a voice. Everyone there respects me. It's just, I can't really find a flaw except for my feet hurt at the end of the day.
Which sometimes happens.
I think that's a problem we all have, though.
Segue into the Brown Shoe Fit commercial.
Just across the street for you. So there you go. Now, Burgundy, what about you? Tell us, why the Cedar Room in downtown North Platte, and what's the working experience been for you thus far?
Well, I was, before I was at Cedar Room, I was working at the deli out in Gothenburg.
Okay.
And I had seen the post, and I looked at it, and I was like, you know what? This is a great place to go look and try to see if I can make some magic and get into work with some amazing chefs, and it's been a real great honor.
Awesome. And tell us, what are your guys' roles in the kitchen? We'll start with you, Burgundy.
Josh and I are actually Calvin Seuss.
Okay.
Josh does a lot of prep and stuff like that in the morning because he has fun knocking all that out. I have somehow managed to turn into our dessert chef.
Okay.
She's the best way I can put it for these two. She's the brains and he's the brawn. So, you know,
good combination.
I'm going to say this. A chef is only as good as his team. And I've like I said last week, I wanted to put together a well-rounded team and give North Platte the kitchen that they've always wanted and needed in this town to go out to eat to, and I think we've done that. There's a lot of talent back there. So it starts with these guys on top, you know, and then we have our line cooks, Troy, Christian, Derek, and now we have a new guy starting on Tuesday. So with these guys, we're only as successful as they are. You know, in any business, you're only as strong as your weakest link, so.
Absolutely.
That's very true.
Calvin, you mentioned you wanted to put together a great crew, and that wasn't just your vision. It was the vision of everybody at the Cedar Room, including the owners, Hector and BJ.
Oh, yeah. They didn't even think they would find the talent that they ended up finding.
Mm-hmm. Quality in town.
Yeah, like I said last week, you know, I went to culinary school and I got to like cook at Coachella and stuff and do all that. You know, I would have never have thought that in our area we would have two culinary students who went to French culinary school, and I found Burgundy. I knew me and Josh had a mutual friend, and he called me and said, "I have a buddy that needs a job." I said, "Send him over and let me talk to him." And in 10 minutes, it was an instant click. You know, you could tell we vibed really good together, and that's where good food starts, is the vibe in the kitchen, is the you know, when it comes to a band of brothers, you know, it's the closest thing that you get to actually being in the trenches of war, is actually being in a kitchen with one another and sweating it out in 100-degree, 150-degree heat every night. You're just swamped in tickets, you know, so you have to have a good crew, and you have to click really well.
And then I
started putting all these pieces together, and you could just see from the very first week that we opened that, wow.
This was going to be something great.
This is something great. This is something special, and we have put out... I mean, go to our Facebook page. Look at... You could see some of the things that we've put out already. And we're not even at the top of the mountain yet.
Now, whenever we mention that Facebook page, we almost have to have a disclosure that, warning, your taste buds will water for this meal or for this beverage, because you guys have great visual representation on that Facebook page, Calvin, and it will make you want to make a reservation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, every time we make a new creation or we come up with something new, that's the first thing. We need to take pictures. As chefs, we're taught... you know, in our industry, that the first thing you eat with is your eyes, followed by your nose, then followed by your mouth. If it looks good, it's going to taste good. If it smells good, it's definitely going to taste good. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't look that great, you're probably not going to want to eat it.
Yeah.
So we just, like I said, we take a lot of pictures of everything we put out and put it on that Facebook page. And, I mean... You got to go check it out. Some of the things I get speechless talking about it, because I mean, like I said, I would have never thought a kitchen in North Platte would be able to put out such great, aesthetically pleasing food, as well as great tasting food. I've never tried something from the Cedar Room. I might be a little biased, but
you've been impressed every time you've had a sample. The quality assurance that we've talked about before. So
every time we make something, we eat it too. So if we don't like it, and I'm going to tell you, I'll tell everybody in North Platte, this is a kitchen. A lot of kitchens around here, they don't make you eat the food or try the food. We try the food. If we don't like how it looks or how it tastes, we do not send it out.
It'll stop right there.
Yeah, we definitely put a lot of time into, you know, when we come up with our chef offerings and stuff like that, and especially in the plating too, is we look at it from every angle and make sure that it all looks good. And there's some nights all three of us will be on a plate cleaning a plate to send it out, you know, to make sure it looks nice and it always looks presentable.
Yeah, and it's got the perfect garnish, the perfect smells, the perfect everything. So,
because that presentation, Josh, that is, it's definitely an art, and that is just as important as making sure that the food is cooked perfectly, is that presentation on the plate when it goes out, too.
Exactly. A lot of the time, the problem isn't cooking the food. It's like, how are we going to plate it? How are we going to make it look
sure.
good? So we're surrounded by excellent chefs that know exactly what we're doing. So the part that manipulates our mind a little bit is, how are we going to make it look as good as it tastes?
Oh, absolutely. And then we know Burgundy, too. You guys have a crew of mixologists there at the Cedar Room that have the perfect drinks to partner along with these perfect menus and these menu items, and it is just amazing. The science that goes into it, too, we've talked about before.
Yeah, absolutely. We have, as Calvin said, an amazing team. You know, our mixologists do a wonderful job. Every time we come up with the menu, we all get together and we kind of talk like, hey, you know, what can we pair with this and stuff like that. And it always makes for a good menu.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then the experience in the dining atmosphere, too. There's nothing like it, Josh.
Right. I haven't had the pleasure to be out in the dining room yet, but
you know what the kitchen is like the back of your hand, but the dining room you've only seen glimpses of, huh?
Well, the kitchen can get a little crazy sometimes, but I'm sure the dining room is always pleasant.
And Calvin, we know, Josh mentioned that the kitchen can be a little chaotic at times, and you have to have a great working relationship in any kitchen. We know how important that is, and having the three of you here in the studio this morning, we know that working relationship is obviously pretty well intact if you're making the dedication to come in early on a Monday morning.
Yeah, all my chefs in the back, you know, I constantly hear that, you know, this is a place where, you know, it's not like, oh man, I gotta go to work today. They're actually enthused to come into work, and because we teach them, especially us three. Anytime there's an opportunity to teach, and we give them our knowledge. So then that way, it makes us better. And we're not co-workers, and I'm not their boss. You know, even though I am the executive chef and these are my sous chefs, we're a family. Mm-hmm. This is my brother. This is my sister. The other guys, they're my brothers, you know. Mm-hmm. That's how we look at it, you know. We love each other. We tell each other we love each other, and we're willing to do anything for each other back there. So we have a very unique and a special bond in that kitchen, and that's not something you find in a job or anything.
That's rare to find in any profession, especially in a profession where you guys work so tightly and closely together, confined in that kitchen that, let's be honest, isn't always comfortable. It can be a little warm back there.
Oh, yeah.
Quick question for them. You're all chefs in your own right. What is your specialty? And it's not something that has to be on the menu.
What
do you like to do?
My specialty actually is, my first love is Cajun. Is Creole cooking, you know, French Creole. I'm talking jambalaya, Cajun boils, alligator, stuff like that that you find
out. You got an alligator on your menu?
No, but I mean,
it's definitely a possibility. Nothing's out of the equation. What about you, Josh?
I like to bring the smoke and the heat, so anything smoked, barbecued, stuff like that. I love making wing sauces.
Oh, wow.
I'm kind of like a traditional country style cook, you know, but
I like it.
That's just how I grew up, and so that's where I plant my roots.
Obviously, okay. And Burgundy, what about you?
I mean, I grew up home cooking, you know, home cooking from scratch, but one of my favorite things to make is fresh pasta. There'll be days where I won't have anything to do and I'm hungry and my husband will laugh because I'll be in the kitchen making fresh pasta just for lunch.
Your work comes home with you.
Oh, yeah. I love cooking. It's why I'm here. And
so how did you get to be the dessert boss?
Okay, so our very first chef offering, we always, on chef offerings, we try to do dinner and a dessert, you know. And one of my favorite desserts of all time is actually creme brulee. Well, when I interviewed her, she said she went to Escoffier. So I was like, oh, so you got the Escoffier recipe. There's a book.
You're hired.
Yeah, you're hired. She got hired because she's got what we call the Bible. In the culinary industry, there is a special cookbook. Mm-hmm. It's the original cookbook. It's called, every chef calls it the Cooking Bible.
Okay.
It's by Escoffier made this, and all of his top recipes are in there. And so I knew she had the top-notch creme brulee recipe, and it just went from there. And every time I ask her to make something dessert wise, she blows my mind. Her fried ice cream cake, I couldn't have done it better. And I'm the executive chef.
I haven't done tiramisu in quite a while, but that'll definitely be something we'll have to do.
Yeah. Have to crank it back out. Now, Calvin, we do have to wrap up here, but anything else you'd like to add again for folks that haven't tried the Cedar Room yet, or maybe for some of your patrons that have been numerous times?
Okay, well, so everybody knows, back by popular demand, the Cajun's rolling through North Platte again. Yep, you heard it here first on Mugs in the Morning. We are going Cajun boil this weekend paired with Apple Brown Betty.
Wow.
And it might be different than the last time you've seen it. It's going to have some prawns in it. We're going to do some other seafoods besides mussels and clams. We're going to go crawfish. it doesn't get more Cajun than crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
No, he knows. Did you hear that? So we're going to try to stick true to the heart, to my first love in food, and we're going to knock his socks off again this weekend. The next weekend, these two have been talking, after this weekend, the following weekend, these two have been talking about doing what we call timber pasta. It's called timber pasta. You cut down a cedar tree, you yell.
Timber.
There you go. So these guys are working, and we're going to pair that with our play on a lemon-lime Sprite bar. So we're going to do, like, lemons, limes, and club soda. We're going to make a bar and pair that with the pasta. I don't know. I really haven't talked to them about the pasta. It's been kind of their thing because I'm stepping away for a couple of days because I have a special event in my personal life going on.
Congratulations.
I'm getting married. So this Sunday, so I'm taking a 4-day vacation, so these two are going to be working that. I don't know, you guys want to talk about it?
The timber pasta is basically going to be a lemon pepper pasta. We're going to just bring simple ingredients, but we're going to do it in a delicate and elegant way.
Okay.
And it should be something that the locals enjoy, and maybe they can promote us that way. It's free promotion, you know. We're going to do our best for them, and anyone that comes to town, where should we go to eat tonight? Well, you guys definitely need to go to the Cedar Room and try the timber pasta. It's the best pasta we've had in this town.
That's unique experience.
Yes.
The other thing I want to touch on before we wrap up is the changes to the menu.
Okay.
Last week we talked about the evolution of the menu. If you like asparagus and you like bacon, then you'll be happy that the Cedar Room bacon wraps asparagus in the right way. Potatoes, we've got loaded mash now. We've got Cedar Ranch, our signature ranch. We don't buy any ranch. We're going to stop. We're going to start making our own blue cheese, our own thousand here pretty soon. Last week I said that starting this Tuesday, our pork chop would be in its first evolution, past its first evolution, I should say. It actually happened last week after the radio station.
Oh, wow.
The thing I did, I jumped in there. It's a glazed pork chop with a honey citrus sauce. So sweet pork, sweet and salt. Goes really good. Tastes really good. You got to come down and try that.
Yep.
We're still on lobster tails. We're probably going to use those until they run out, and then we're going to get a new seafood in. Probably prawns. We'll do like a grilled prawns on a skewer or something, but that's the way we're kind of leaning right now. So there's some more changes. And just so everybody in town knows, our Surf and Turf is going to have a featured surf every week.
Mm-hmm.
So this last week it was lobster tail. The week before that it was scallops. This next week, because all of you, I've heard a lot of, well, where's the seafood? Well, here you go. Now this Surf and Turf gives me the opportunity to showcase seafood.
Awesome.
I don't want to have seafood on the menu regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to come see the showcase of seafood and see. If it's on there all the time, you're going to be like, man, it's the same thing.
Might get tired of it. Not going to happen with this.
So I don't want you to get tired of our menu. I want you to come in and always be fresh and something new that, oh, man, I got to try that. You know, that's what we're shooting for. Like I said last week, this is the destination spot. This isn't your average restaurant. So.
Absolutely not.
We're going to keep coming out with new stuff and waiting for y'all to come try it.
Awesome. Yep. Well, guys, we do sure appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you at the Downtown Cedar Room here sometime in the future.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah. Come down, make your reservations. This weekend's going to be pretty busy with the Cajun back in town.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, hottest item I think we've made so far. So.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, come back. Come on down, make your reservation, and we'll be glad to feed you, and we'll give you the best food you've ever had in North Platte.
Well, guys, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Mugs in the Morning returns tomorrow morning here on KODY. Right now, we'll join Fox News on KODY North Platte with translator K291BW.